during the week I caught up with Eleanor McAvoy. She's been on the show before. Lovely Irish lady. She's playing Donna Alexander's live in Rufus Court in Chester this coming Thursday, the 2nd of March. Great to have you back on the show.
An absolute pleasure.
So, firstly, what have you been up to since we last spoke? Have you been busy? Because I know you're on tour, aren't you, at the moment? Tell us a little bit about that.
I am indeed, yeah. Well, I think since we spoke last, I think COVID came in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
After that, and I was out in Australia for that.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
I loaded concerts at home. I went out to Australia and was to do a 6-week tour there, but about a week in, COVID was looking bad, and I was so lucky. I did Melbourne and
Oh my goodness.
And by the next morning, the world had changed, literally, so I got one of the last seats on a plane out there and made it home just in time.
I was so lucky.
And of course financially catastrophic, to be honest with you, because you pay all the expenses of a tour in advance, so it wasn't great. So then I had a bit of a rest, to be honest with you, with COVID, which is great.
And it did have a silver lining, really, didn't it, to be honest, a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I have been travelling constantly, touring for 30 years, so with no harm to have a few nights in the same bed. I looked at my schedule and thought, when did I last have, like, 6 weeks of every night in the same bed, and I've been over 30 years, so. But I suppose I'm relishing it now. I'm loving being back.
Oh, my goodness,
I'm loving it in a way I never did before, so.
It's like a new lease of life, I suppose, with musically. So I know you've also released your 16th album, which is absolutely amazing, number 16, and it's called Gimme Some Wine. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it was recorded and during lockdown, which is part
amazing.
Of the reason why it's called Gimme Some Wine.
I love it. I was going to say I love the title.
Thank you very much. It appeals to certain people. It was kind of a time of reflection. You know, there's a lot going on in my life. Like, I got a whole lot of stuff that happened just before lockdown. My dad died. My relationship of 23 years just ended overnight.
Oh, no.
It was a real incredible shock. And turned out he'd had somebody else in another country the whole time he was with me. So,
So
23 years of your life is a sham. Like, it's just, you know, it really...
So basically, you've got a lot to write about.
Don't worry, I limited myself to 2 songs about that in the album because I thought nobody's
not worth the energy.
That's kind of me spitting mild, but you know what? So it's about all of that, you know. There was one about, you know, there's one about meeting your ex, you know, of 30 years ago, which I did one day when I was walking in Dublin, and I, you know, you think about the road not taken, don't you?
Yes, I know what you mean.
What if I had done that with my life instead of that? And, you know, at the end of the day, I have a great life. I have no cause for complaint. But, you know, so it was a kind of a contemplative album, thinking about all these things. There's a song about motherhood on there, you know. Yeah. And, like, I was always one, I thought songwriters who wrote songs about their kids were really naff, you know. But then I had a kid, you know.
So you're returning to Alexander's Live on Thursday the 2nd of March. How did you find your last appearance, and now you're looking forward to it?
Oh, I'm so looking forward to it. I mean, I love Chester anyway. I think it's just one of the most gorgeous places in your lovely country. I love the cathedral, I love the streets, I love the old style architecture, so I love all that. So that's always a joy. And Alexander's, what a vibe. It's like in kind of Johnny Scott's kind of thing. I always like it so much, and that kind of thing. And it's just, I love, you know, a place where you can just go and get a glass of wine, sit down at a table and just watch the act, you know, and it's lovely and intimate for me.
Chilled.
Different levels. I can kind of see everybody, and it's kind of like doing a gig in your living room where they're all there and you can
That's a good way of explaining it, actually.
It's a privilege, you know, and like I kind of see, without wanting to get too new age about it, I really believe in the healing power of music. You know, if you've had a bad day, well, actually, you see it in your game too.
You heal people
with the music you play.
I write as well, and it not only for the listeners, but also as a songwriter, to actually get it out is therapeutic. I feel for the soul, and then even singing is just, it's so, it's good
cathartic,
for the soul.
Cathartic, that's the word. So true. No, but I mean, I kind of do see it my mission now to bring joy into people's lives.
Yeah,
you know,
I love that.
That's another thing I was looking at lockdown. I was looking at doctors and nurses and thinking, well, that's what they're doing with their lives.
Yeah.
What are you doing with your life, Eleanor?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was,
mm-hmm.
I was thinking about that a lot. And I mm-hmm. think, well, damn it, I'm going to bring joy to the people who worked in the hospital all day and want to come and kick off their heels, you know, and just
yeah.
have a good night out, you know. So I do aim to have the show as uplifting as possible. And that's
yeah.
not to say that I don't touch on dark issues, I do, but
yeah.
by the end of the night, they should be buzzing. They
I
should
love that.
Be bursting with joy. And if they're not, I failed.
I was going to say, what can people expect? Well, you've just summed it right up. And I'm sure you have brought a lot of joy to people over the years because you've had a lot of success. And like I say, music is, you know, obviously it's good for the soul. So I'm sure you will have touched a lot of people's souls. So lastly, Eleanor, where can people look you up online ahead of your gig at Alexander's next Thursday?
Well, I'm in I'm at www.eleanormcevoy.com. So
yep.
E-L-E-A-N-O-R-M-C-E-V-O-Y. That's kind of where my main stuff is. I'm also on social media. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook. Well, I'm actually somebody else is running the Facebook page for me.
Brilliant.
I'm on Instagram, which is a laugh. I'm posting behind the scenes videos on Instagram every day. My daughter's telling me I'm doing it wrong.
And my daughter told me the same today. She was like, oh my goodness, get down with the kids, Mom.
Mom, you're supposed to post to your story. You're supposed to put reels in.
I know. I have no clue what I'm doing, but well, it's been a pleasure catching up, Eleanor. All the very best for your gig at Alexander's next Thursday, and all the very best for the rest of 2023 and beyond. And I know you've got a gig tonight, haven't you? Just sound checking.
I am Milton Keynes tonight. I'll
amazing.
Be in Birmingham. Yeah. So it goes on. Yeah. So it's I mean, it's been brilliant. It's next 3 years. Tonight sold out. Tomorrow sold out. Birmingham sold out. So yeah.
Amazing. That's all you can ask for. And good luck for the rest of the year. And have a blessed gig at Alexander's next Thursday.
Thank you so much. So looking forward to it. And thanks very, very much for having me on.
All right. Thanks, Eleanor. Thank you. That was a lovely and very successful Eleanor McEvoy there. And here's a little teaser for you as to what you can expect down at her gig down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester this coming Thursday, the 2nd of March. It's a song off her album, Give Me Some Wine, and it's called Southend Street. Enjoy, it's beautiful.
Well, I almost didn't know him. I nearly passed him by. It took us both a moment to get over our surprise. We hugged each other clumsily and laughed a bit too long as the shoppers on Southend Street hurried on. I said I'd heard that he was married and living overseas. He said he'd seen my posters on a billboard near his street and he'd heard about what happened and we both just looked away. Headed from Southend Street to McDade's, where we drank to ancient love for hours on end, raised our glasses to remember absent friends, and we drank to chance encounters too long overdue on Southend Street on a Tuesday afternoon. And it felt just like it used to, like we'd never been apart. Like back when we were students on a bench in College Park. And I felt something deep inside me I really can't explain. In a pub beside Southend Street in the rain. And we drank to ancient love for hours on end. Raised our glasses to remember absent friends. And we drank to chance encounters too long overdue on Southend Street on a Tuesday afternoon. We embraced before we parted to walk into the night with a complicated sadness at this complicated life. Oh, ships passing in the night. drank to ancient love for hours on end, raised our glasses to remember absent friends, and we drank to chance encounters too long overdue on 7th Street on a Tuesday afternoon. And we drank to ancient love for hours on end, raised our glasses to remember absent friends. Oh, and sometimes if I'm lonely and I'm walking on my own, I'll detour down 7th Street going home.
Told you, it was beautiful. Absolutely love that. That was Eleanor McAvoy's song, South End Street, from her album, Give Me Some Wine. If you want to hear more from her, then make sure you book your tickets for her gig down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester, which is happening this coming Thursday, the 2nd of March, by heading over to alexanderslive.com. You're in for a treat.